685, and then after that, we just have a couple of second readings.
685, authorized contract with Tetra Tech, Inc. to provide engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Main Substation Replacement Project, number E10897, in the amount of $650,630.
This ordinance will authorize a contract to provide engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Main Substation Replacement. Paul Sudo and Clarence Thompson from the Bureau of Environmental Services will give a brief presentation about this project.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. Clarence will run through the presentation quickly. I'm Paul Sudo with BES.
So I need, okay, here we go. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. For the record, I am Clarence Thompson, engineer with BES, and here with me today is Paul Sudo, principal engineer with BES. The purpose of our presentation today is to request approval of the ordinance to authorize a contract with Tetra Tech Incorporated to provide engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Main Substation Replacement Project. This slide provides a picture of the project location. The map on the left shows the location of the treatment plant on Columbia Boulevard. The aerial photo on the right shows the location of the substation on the treatment plant property. The main substation is a primary electric power interface between PGE, which is Portland General Electric, and the treatment plant. This is a picture of the exterior of the main substation. An electrical substation takes power from a utility or point of electric supply and distributes it to the circuits of a facility by means of switches, also known as circuit breakers, which control the flow of power to various parts of the facility. The substation at our plant was built during the 1970s. It is a critical component of the main 12,000 volt or 12 kV power distribution system for the entire plant. It is the primary facility to receive power from PGE and distribute that power across the plant. Failure of this substation could cause a plant outage that would last 6 to 8 weeks. Because the substation is so old, it is becoming unsafe for plant staff to perform routine maintenance on the substation while it is energized. This requires extra coordination with PGE in order to work safely. This slide shows a picture of the inside of the main 15 kV switchgear house, which is part of the substation. And on the left, you can see the circuit breakers and relays. Tetra Tech has been selected as the successful bidder. We have negotiated a contract amount of $650,630. The contract estimate level of confidence is optimal. The construction cost estimate is around $4 million, and the level of confidence for that is low because the project has not been designed yet. The project schedule consists of four major phases: pre-design, design, advertising, and construction. Near the end of the design phase, there will also be a pre-purchase phase for the procurement of equipment with long lead times prior to the start of construction. Pre-design and design will be complete by July 2019, and we plan to advertise for construction in October 2019. Following completion of the design portion of this project, we will return to Council to request approval to advertise and award construction contracts. Construction is planned to be complete by August 2020. There were four engineering firms who submitted proposals for the project. These firms were evaluated by a qualifications-based selection process, which ranks architectural and engineering firms on the basis of technical qualifications. The highest-ranking firm is selected as a successful proposer, and once the selection process is made, the city negotiates a project scope of work, schedule, budget, and consultant fee. Tetra Tech was selected as the most qualified firm. The DMWESB participation is excellent for this project. DMWESB stands for Disabled, Minority, Woman, and Emerging Small Business. Tetra Tech did an excellent job identifying subcontractors for design portions of this project, the amount of $384,994, which is 59% of the contract, is allocated to these subcontractors. The percentage of this contract that is designated for DMW ESP firms is significantly higher than average for city contracts. And I have representatives from Tetra Tech here today if there are any questions as to how they achieved that level of participation.
I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, I'd just like to applaud that. Good job.
Thank you.
Today, therefore, we request an ordinance to approve a contract with Tetra Tech Incorporated in the amount of $650,630 for engineering services. Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions? Any further public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
Very good. Excellent. Well done. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.